94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's Great Southwest, presents Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
So excited to have Mary Ann back in the studio because I feel like it's been a long time since you've been here last.
Yeah, it's got to be. It's been like a month, I think.
For a hot while, you were in here just about every week.
Yep, it's my regular hangout.
So to not see you until, you know, now, just odd. The last time you were in was the Thanksgiving run.
Right. We had the our third annual Twin Cities Turkey Trot. We had a great turnout. We had great weather. And we're just so happy to partner with West Michigan Guardianship for that. It was a really great event.
Now, the reason that we likely have not heard from you recently is because it's cold outside.
Yeah, it is.
And for anyone who's wondering, what the heck are you guys talking about? You were with Southwest Michigan Racers.
Yes.
Which means if there's something outside happening, some kind of walk or running event, chances are you know a lot about it. I guess let's just start with Southwest Michigan Racers.
All right. So, yep, Southwest Michigan Racers has been around for a little over 5 years. It's actually Red Arrow Club for endurance running and walking sports. So we've got members that run, members that walk, and then a big part of what we do is put on these events to benefit other nonprofit organizations in Southwest Michigan.
Mm-hmm. The way that I always describe this is you take as many of the local runs and I guess 5Ks, but maybe it's not a 5K, but outside events where you could possibly participate for some cause and put them all in one place so we can find them and access them all easily.
Right.
What's your website?
It is swmiracers.org.
Also on Facebook, too.
Yes.
All right. So you're here to tell me about Frosty's Run.
Right. So coming up on January 6th, we've got our fifth annual Run Frosty Run. So we're switching it up a little bit this year. For the last 4 years, we had been doing a 5K and a 10K, and it was a prediction run. But this year, we're going back to our roots. It's just going to be a 5K run or walk. And we've also got something new this year that we haven't seen in any other event. We've got this cool knit cap, bright blaze orange, so it's going to keep you warm when you're out there running or walking on race day.
I'm assuming that's included in your registration.
Yes, that is what you
get. Can you read to me what the front of the hat says?
Yeah, so it's got our little snowman guy out there, and it says, "Run, Frosty, run. Run your buttons off."
That's cute. So that's included with your registration.
Right.
Probably not a t-shirt.
Right. No t-shirt for this one. You got a cool hat.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a question before we dig into details on this. You said prediction run, and it had me going, what the heck does that mean? I'm just curious.
So with the prediction run, we had people, before they would go out and walk or run, they would write down the time that they thought they were going to finish in.
Okay.
And then the top male and female runners and walkers in all the categories, then, or in just the 5K run, 10K run, and 5K walk, we would look at the people who came the closest to their estimated time. And so the idea was they were not supposed to wear watches, they were not supposed to use apps.
Got it.
And, but anyway, we decided just to go back to our 5K roots on this one. We would always have to wait until the very last person finished.
Yeah.
And so it took a lot of time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's the last Saturday before everybody goes back to school and everything.
Good point. Good point. So before we dig into what the route is and what the cause is, I guess ice. I want to know the factor here. Like, is it when it's cold and it's snowy? How do you make this come into play?
It's really interesting. So over the previous 4 years that we've been involved with this event, we have had all different kinds of weather. I mean, we've had freezing rain. Last year, we had a huge dump of snow right before. And
it's frosty.
Yeah, right. It's snow. So it was tough for some people to make it out. But we have great support from Watervliet, both the school and the township. getting things plowed so people can park and providing support out on the street to make sure people are safe.
Yeah, and you say Water Valley because that's actually where these proceeds go to, is the Water Valley Athletic Boosters.
Right.
So where does the route take us? That'll help me decide, you know, if it's snowy, icy, what kind of terrain we're going to be running on.
So this event, we start and finish at the Water Valley North Elementary School, which is on Baldwin Avenue out by Pawpaw Lake. So you head towards the lake and you go down North Water Valley Road, down along, for those people who are familiar with Water Valley, down past Shady Lane, and then you go all the way down Forest Beach to a point, you turn around and you come back. So it's all on streets.
I am keeping track of these notes that you gave me, too. I'm distracted today. We've got plenty of mugs, or you've got plenty of mugs.
Right. So we used to give mugs for our race because we also, what we do is, hey, it's cold outside. When you get back, you want something warm.
Yeah.
So we have volunteers who provide chili.
We always
have coffee and hot cocoa, but we've been giving out these mugs now for 4 years, so we know that everybody's
got to have
quite a few. So we thought we'd come up with a brand new giveaway that we haven't seen anybody else in the area do.
The hat. So, I love the hat.
Makes sense.
It's got a cute little saying on it. And I think that one of the fun things about participating in any kind of 5 or 10K event like this is when you see people in the unison running, and you're going to see a lot of these bright orange hats.
Yeah.
And they're nice for runners.
Right. It's nice and bright. So when it's out there snowing, people are going to see you.
Exactly. So let's talk about when can we get registered and how much.
All right. So registration for people 15 and over, it's $20 through January 4th. Mm-hmm. Registration closes on January 5th, and then the race, the fee goes up to $25. And as with all of our other events, kids that are 14 and under are only $15 through race day.
Fantastic. And then I can get registered the morning of, too, per usual.
Yep.
Okay.
And so we have, you can go to a couple of different places. You can go to runfrostyrun.com to sign up, or you can go to swmiracers.org. And we've got links right on our homepage. And again, also through Facebook, we've got an event there.
Mm-hmm. This actually kicks off the Run Frosty Run at 10 a.m.
Right.
Okay. I have to host a Miss Coloma this day.
Oh, no.
So I'm going to be right in town. No, but it would be like great for anyone who's already in that area.
Right. Yeah. It's a lot of fun to see all these people taking off in the snow, in the slush, in the rain, whatever it is.
I think it's an element of surprise for this one.
Yeah, it is, definitely.
So you guys do something cool, too. This is the first of three different events that you have upcoming to keep people in motion while it's cold outside. It's called the Triple Threat Winter Challenge. And anytime that you issue a challenge, I know that people like myself who do work out and are runners, or we even just like to exercise, walk, whatever it is, go, I can do that challenge.
Right.
So
exactly.
Tell me what the Triple Threat Winter Challenge is, Marianne.
All right. So we started this last year. And so this is our second year doing it. We partnered with a couple of other events. So you do this event first. You can run, walk, or volunteer. Mm-hmm. The next event is the Niles Frigid 5K, which is in Niles, Michigan, and that one's on January 20th. And then the third event in the series is the fourth annual Break the Ice 5K, and that's in South Haven. So this challenge is open to our members. It's a very good way for us to promote membership in our group. Mm-hmm. So for our members, they would get up to discounts of $23 total at these events. $13. And then they will also, if they complete the challenge, they get a coupon code to get $10 off another one of our events. We've got a real cool finishing award for the people who finish the series. And then also, everybody that completes the series will get put in a drawing. We've got some great prizes from Fleet Feet Sports and Mishawaka. And then we also will pick a grand prize winner who will get three free entries into our future races that we have coming up in 2018.
Very good. So try to, complete the Triple Threat. That led me to another question, though. How do I become a member?
If you just go to swmiracers.org or on our Facebook page, there's links to both of those to become a member. It is you can join on, well, the only way to join is online. You can either pay online or mail a check. Mm-hmm. It's $10 for an individual. And then we also have a household membership. So for people that have a whole family that like to walk and run, it's only $20
that
for
is
a household.
Just, I mean, even just $10 an individual is great to be a part of it. And then go back to you guys continuously being able to make this all available in one place and, you know, promote all this. And so that's cool. So just check out the website,
SWMIRacers.org.
Got it. Otherwise, just plan on going to get, I guess, cold and then warm when you run during the Run Frosty Run event. Again, this is on Saturday, January 6th, kicking off at Water Valete North Elementary School. That's on Baldwin Avenue in Water Valete. It is at 10 a.m. What time are you going to be there for check-in?
You can start registering at 8:30 a.m. Okay. We will be in the gym there at the school.
Okay.
So you've got a nice place to stay and keep warm until the race starts.
Yep. Your registration fee includes that really cool orange hat that we talked about. Tell me one more time what it says on the hat.
It's Run Frosty Run. Run your buttons off.
And instead of doing a mug this year, that's the hat is going to be, I guess, what you get for your feet coming in to participate. Okay. Did I miss anything, Marianne?
No, I think that's it. We're just looking forward to seeing all of our regular people out there. It's been a very popular race throughout the years. And I mean, while we'd like to see some snow, we just hope that we don't get a huge downfall.
Hopefully get snow the day prior to where you can get it cleared out well enough and then no snow the next day.
Right. That sounds perfect.
I'll keep my fingers crossed for you.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Got something to say with Lindsay K. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay K. From News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.